Can't say there's a BGG acting, BGG acting, BGG acting, those are the BGG. who's taking the full responsibility in terms of accountability, in terms of TMSA. Here we're dealing with the method of TMSA. We need to be clear in terms of the accountability. So who is taking responsibility? No. As far as this is concerned, this discussion. Okay. Maybe you should go home outside and just stay here. We're dealing with the TMSA process, but in this case, TMSA requirement is a DG or somebody who is delegated as well. You say later we can get to a hot stop and say, I'm only taking responsibility for my section. So let's clarify those issues. And this tends to be a lot of our time. This issue about appropriate designated people to do this. So I don't want to decide over something that tomorrow is going to be questionable in terms of the requirements. Understand?
I would agree with my colleague, if she does have the right representation, she'll head back and then just come back when they do have the right representation.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President and honorable members. I want to correct something that needs to be corrected so that the legislation will be clarified and very forward. We don't have the DDG. We have 18. So in terms of who is preaching, DG would be responsible for this thing. I think we'll request Mr. Lombard from the Office of the Director General to get the clarity so that we can get the delegated authority. I don't think we have a crisis. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Hold on, sir. So I mean, DDG, acting DDG. It's not a matter of you deciding that you don't have a crisis. You have no say. You also represent what you're giving such a responsibility. You're dealing with a TMSA requirement. It's not a matter of Mr. Jobon checking with the DG. The matter that should have been resolved long before the sitting of this meeting. We should have been presented with a letter earlier on that says the DG is not here and DGGX will act as a person with the authority here. Because it's got to do with the TMSA, not anything else. So, from where I'm sitting, we do have a problem. It's not the first time we have a problem. We manage it differently. That's why I was saying the letter of the DG should have been, I'm not going to be there, but the DG X is going to take responsibility. That's called delegation of responsibility in terms of availability is done. But that's legal. All what you're now trying to do is a footwork of trying to manage the problem that should be a problem in the first place. So we are faced therefore with this particular question of having to pause to get the proper clarity with certain clarity. You know what Akanam said? Today we're dealing with electronics now. You don't have to carry a poster sign. You press the button, within a second it goes through. Why should you go through this kind of process? Why should you go through such a difficulty on something that is really straightforward? And after all, why is the PEG not going to be part of one of the key activities of the portfolio committee a year? Why are you realizing yesterday that all the numbers are going to be available tomorrow? You know, it's like a matter of responsibility, authority, and respect of this business. That's somebody, it's a process that we're dealing with. Please, I mean, we're dealing with the public service and the public health management. We are compelled to follow the procedures because it's all legal. So I don't want to really bore you with anything. Unless we get the clarity here, probably we would not proceed. Unless we get a letter that clearly clarifies in terms of that, we are not going to go ahead. We would then have to pause for another minute. And we have given you unannounced time to sort this out here. As we did not say, we want to be here before we start, to know who is representing.
Can we say this, Ambassador, I think you have the suggestion that any apology is always a written apology. So if you don't quite know whether somebody has sent you the letter, we hear you that on that point, but normally the minister do write, they do send letters. It's a human problem that has happened here. We hear you, but we still have to proceed on the basis of a written apology that we do. That too can come through your machine in a second. It's not a law. Now, can we just say, Chairperson, we can't I know you're anxious, you want to get into a presentation, but unless we clarify some of the things here, unfortunately, you can't proceed. We just have to be clear. Can we just have another unscheduled 5 minutes pause? Did you finish your coffee? In the process, I think we should be clarified in terms of the use.
that would have been quite this little well, that's what we meeting. Honorable members, our apology for really keeping you waiting. We have initially just a 5 minute break. And 5 minutes goes to 10 minutes, 10 minutes goes to 15 minutes, it's too long. We want to sincerely apologize for having inconvenienced all of you while we're trying to sort out what initially seems to be a simple matter. But it turned out not to be so simple. The fact is that we have had tried to find out what happened to the EG, as we know that we were waiting for the letter. The email was sent to Benedict about 2 months ago, so we can get the letter right. And the letter from the EG did not decide to specify who is representing the DG in the context of this process. It was quite very clear. Considering that this is an informal parliamentary process in terms of the budget process, in terms of PMFA, we have looked at that, find it difficult to proceed with matters that is not quite clarified. We have to indicate it so that we are able to proceed. It does therefore mean that the meeting of today will remain suspended until next Tuesday, which is the next Tuesday, where we expect then that the necessary authority and the people supposed to come will be there to proceed with the budget hearing process. The program of Thursday and Friday would remain as it stands. The only one that from the main program. The only today is the one that has been affected by this unfortunate lack of communication and clarity on this matter. And therefore, I am compelled, as I was given a place for these 2 minutes, to say to you, can proceed. The consequence of which all of you have traveled from Pretoria or outside of the province would feel those kind of measures. You'll explain it to those beyond our control, and then proceed to the audience next Tuesday. We will probably get the effect of the process. Tell us when late in the night when you come and Tuesday. So expect to be delayed until maybe the time to transfer or whatever then end up. So to prepare yourself for the possibility of being delayed with the longer program that we are not expecting to be long, for the long effects will be like. So with that, honorable members, I don't know whether there is anyone who wants to comment. I've seen honorable defenders and honorable people. Lunch was prepared because he doesn't feel prepared.
that we don't want to have everything as an unauthorized expenditure or foolish expenditure. Please, we may not like to continue.
Thank you.